Paul, the obvious, I guess, just first period, the difference in tonight's game?
Yeah, absolutely. We just, I think, maybe overcompensated for respecting their speed, the point we played off the puck by 5 or 6 feet and quickly paid for it. And got back to our game and got in the fight, so to speak, and a much better team.
What do you guys do to kind of turn the tide, I guess?
Stop giving up 5 feet of ice all over it. I mean, they were just hitting seams on us and up the pipe, and I think we're just a little fearful of getting burned, which always is the main cause for you getting burned. And then after that, at 2-0, and I thought the first 10 minutes of the second period was better, but not great. And then from the 30-minute mark on, we were pretty close to our game and certainly didn't give up a whole lot doing it.
You had a lot of zone time there from the 30-minute on, but not a lot of shots on net.
Yeah, we didn't get a lot of shots to the net. I thought they did a really good job blocking some shots. We had a hard time getting the puck. They do a good job getting in front of it. At the end of the day, like, I don't know, the shot attempts are probably going to be in our favor, and the shots were, and if you factor out 5-on-4, we spent almost an entire period in the box, over 15 and a half minutes, shorthanded. We're going to like the chances that we had. We're not going to like the chances they had. They were better than us early, so they won the game.
Paul, a little worried about that part of the game where you take so many penalties, especially the undisciplined ones?
Not insofar as it's been a theme, and we're at game two. We had some frustration got built there through the first 30 minutes, I think, and we didn't have that right. We had discussed that after the game. You know, it's something that no team can do consistently. You got to stay out of the penalty box. That being said, our penalty kill, I think, generated more shots in the last bit than some of our 5-on-5 did, so we may be on to something.
I think the Trouba hit kind of woke your bench up right
got, well, here. And there's our game. Yeah. Nobody else was attempting those kind of plays. It really, for us, we're built, and our style will be, and it's not going to change, to be a real aggressive on the puck game. So the game that you saw in the last 30 minutes. And it's not built to sit back and find those seams. I mean, we just gave ice all over, and that's not our game.
Sustained pressure and they get a bounce, lands on you.
Yeah. Yeah, that one hurt in that at 2-0, they're not comfortable. They're still playing as hard as they can. That's a goal late in the period. But it wasn't, you know, I understand what we were trying to do when we're down two and we're pushing hard at the, and we've had good zone time and we're trying to keep them hemmed in and got a bad break on it. But the things that I don't like about our game tonight, we're going to have to fight all year to get them out of it. It's just a habit, you know, and not a simple habit to break, but to really define a game, and it's a hard game to play. It's going to be a challenge to get it night after night, and that's what we're doing. So at the same time, you look at it with a little less emotion tomorrow, the fact that you could play it for, I think, better than half the game tells you it's there.
Good to have a frustrating night like that, and you get a chance to play again tomorrow right away to erase it.
Yeah, none of the minutes got burned high. You know, we got into it trying to find some energy, and I pretty much ran the whole bench again in a lot of ways because the guys that don't get as much kill penalties, so there are lots of opportunity for them to get out there tonight. So I'm expecting that we come out ready to roll.
Thank you.